The AARP white paper entitled Hunger Among Older Adults, Breaking Down the Barriers, came out Thursday, the same day the Hunger Action Network released a paper critical of the New York Food Policy Council. AARP's report encourages New York State to simplify and streamline the SNAP application process for those over 60, use data-driven strategies to identify potentially eligible individuals, and increase the benefit amount by implementing a standard medical deduction for seniors with out-of-pocket medical expenses. Eric Chris is with AARP New York, based in Albany.
There's a myth that a lot of seniors believe that SNAP only gives you $16 a month, when in reality, the average benefit is $170 a month.
Chris notes AARP is making suggestions through its white paper, one of them being
the application process for SNAP be shortened and simplified, the recertification be less often.
Data shows SNAP misses about half of eligible state seniors, an estimated 500,000 older New Yorkers. The Hunger Action Network's Mark Dunlay urges federal and state food policymakers to look to New York City as a model.
They're the first ones to do the match in funds for food stamp purchases at farmers markets. They've done the healthy bodega initiatives, trying to get more healthy fruits and vegetables into low-income neighborhoods. They've done initiatives to deal with what's called food deserts. And the mayor's office have created an office of food policy that works on this issue. And the city council has done quite a bit as well. In the last 5 years, the state has decided that food stamps should be viewed more as a work supplement. Half the people now receiving food stamps have a job but don't make enough to make ends meet. That has made it a lot easier for people to get on to the program, but the state really has not tackled food policy. The state is probably the weakest of the three branches of government.
AARP says that every $5 of SNAP spending pumps about $9 into local economies. Steve Ammerman with the New York Farm Bureau addresses the importance of resolving the Congressional Farm Bill standoff.
Money has run out for things like senior farmers market nutrition program, as well as money for the farmers market promotion program. You know, these are ways that we're getting fresh local food directly to consumers. Surely farmers are in the business of feeding people, and we want to make sure that those who truly need help are able to feed their families without the worry of going hungry.
There are links to both the AARP and Hunger Action papers at wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.